John Gadielchul, executive director of the non-profit mobile humanitarian agency, says some soldiers operating in the areas controlled by the SPLA-IO and SSPDF are allegedly collecting money and food at checkpoint between Juba and Malakal in Upper Nile State.
River Nile is only the main route of transport that is being used for delivery of the food and the other essential aid to the Upper Nile, including United States. It is actually the most expensive mean of transport. There are a lot of illegal checkpoints along the River Nile and make it the most expensive route.
He will say his organization has been forced to pay the illegal tax at this checkpoint along the River Nile. A protection officer at a national non-profit called Op Restoration, who prepared to be identified as only James for the fear of retaliation, says security demand up to 200,000 South Sudanese pounds from 8 workers each checkpoint along the River Nile.
The leaders in the checkpoint are requesting the money. In very hard talk, they release, but sometimes there's too much detention on the checkpoint. Because they will say, we need money, we need 200,000.
She says aid workers who do not pay are often harassed and intimidated by the security force. SSPDF spokesperson General Lou Raikong denies his force involved in a taxing aid agency or intimidating aid workers. He says these are the various force operating along the Nile.
You know, it is very long and there are different sections that are under control of different armed groups. One is SPLA-IO, Kidgwang, then tribal militias. You need to be particular between which area and which area so that we get in touch with the relevant authorities.
SPLA-IO spokesperson Colonel Lampol Gabriel says his office is not aware of any tax imposed on NGO operating in the SPLA-IO control areas. He says SPLA-IO post control only two legal checkpoints at Adok and Thai Airport along the River Nile.
The office of the SPLA-IO, the general headquarters here, never received any formal complaint from the NGO about any misconduct along the route, because we know that there was a joint force that was sent to clear all the roadblocks or all the checkpoints along the Nile. But now I'm also surprised that, that there are still other checkpoints which are meant to do taxation. If there is anyone doing taxation, it's illegal, and SSLIO, we also will investigate.
The chairperson of South Sudan Relief and Rehabilitation Commission, or RRC, Manasa Lomole Waye, denied knowledge of the presence of illegal checkpoint on the Nile. But he says his office will investigate the matters.
I have no idea, I have no knowledge about that for now. But I'll make contact with my people to find out what is going on. What I know is that the government is doing its best to make sure that movement of humanitarian cargo and personnel along all routes, including the Nile, enhanced, facilitated, and strengthened.
South Sudan Minister for Humanitarian Affairs Albino Akol Atap say he's aware there were illegal checkpoints on the Nile in the past, but had that the government ordered the removable checkpoint.
We resolved this matter a long time ago by saying, of course, the UN agencies and the humanitarian agents are not subject to the tax. Their operations and their goods and whatever they transport from one place to another is not subject to any tax.
Akol warned that the government will hold accountable anyone who impose tax or harass aid workers delivering relief items, including food, to the vulnerable. For BOA News, I'm Lee Nyajwa in Bintu, United States.